Run things. 24/7. 48/4. Keep it on the talk. And I take back talk. Watch out. Me ball. Them no like me, I mean no like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friends.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, and Prince Masters.
Them cause them a work too much over for people, children make them feel good. When they inform on them, them a do too much in famine and a cause problem, make them feel good. When they backbite at them a do too much backbiting and a cause problem, make balls. Them no like me and me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friends. Them no like me and me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friends. Go tell your friend, the people come for run things again, go tell your friend. Now go run it 24/7, go tell your friend. Me now give no gear, man, friend, go tell your friend. Me now give no sodom, my friend, go tell your friend.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Monday, July 20th edition of Talking Heads. You are in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is a Monday edition of Talking Heads. Hope you had a good weekend. Like I always tell you, man, all work and no play makes you a dull person, and all play and no work makes you, you know, time to find a happy medium, get back to the another day, another dollar. Yeah, bills got to pay. But it is a Monday, and like I said, we got lots to talk about. Roscoe Thompson under the weather, man. Roscoe's been traveling for the last couple of weeks, and of course, you know, he lost his grandmother, so our condolences still go out to them in that regard. But he's under the weather, so he'll be in next Monday and chime on in. We'll open up the lines today. Obviously, we'll have a great conversation. We got lots to talk about. And if you want to be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4259. 325-4316. Toll-free in any one of the family items, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk, all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96. Now, like I said, we do have lots to talk about. Part of that conversation, definitely the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's Miss Blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News Reviews and Matters since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And where do we start? Minimal damage to bridge after heavy-duty truck lost control, officials say. We're glad to get a report on the state of the bridge. Structural-wise, because obviously there's still a lot of traffic going to and fro over that bridge every day. So good to know that minimal damage to the bridge after the after heavy-duty truck lost control. So I'm glad officials got a report on that, like a follow-up on the motorist involved in that, any injuries, so on and so forth. And obviously, what was the cause of it? We do know the truck lost control, but anybody know why it lost control? Heavy-duty cement truck lost control and plowed through several cars on the Sydney-Poitiers bridge as it approached toll booths on Friday morning, triggering heavy traffic delay. According to Bridge Authority General Manager Basil Longley, the accident occurred around 8:15 a.m. when many motorists were making their way over the bridge to get to work. It was the cement pump truck was on the bridge headed to do some work on Paradise Island. Longley told the Nassau Guardian it was just after 8 o'clock, so there was a lot of traffic on the bridge with persons heading to work, and the truck's brakes appeared to have failed. Okay, so it might be brake failure there. Minimum damage to the bridge. He dodged a bullet on that one. Three people needed further screening for TB, ministry says. Do not need tuberculosis. Court has a sentencing for murder, attempted murder. The FNM has delayed its conclave. AG says witnesses can request protection. And this on the heels of armed robbery case to continue despite witness murder. From the courts. Armed robbery case despite witness murder. A 39-year-old man will still face trial next month for the 2019 armed robbery of businessman James McPhee, who was murdered on July 12th. Director of Public Prosecutions Cordell Frazier has confirmed the man, who is also a suspect in McPhee's murder, could possibly face the death penalty if investigators determine his scheduled testimony was the reason for his murder, she said. Prosecutors allege that the man held up and robbed McPhee of a $70,000 Rolex watch on September 28, 2019, at his trucking company in Western New Providence. Following the holdup, McPhee pursued the culprit and knocked him down with a truck, leading to his arrest. The man alleged he held up McPhee 4 months after the Court of Appeal ordered his release from prison after overturning his conviction for holding up a bank in 2010. Police suspect that the man is responsible for McPhee's murder at Cowpen Road. Boy, I tell you, this is not the Bahamas I thought I'd be living in 2026 when I hear reports like this. And new cancer cases to nearly double by 2050. That's right, new cancer cases to double by nearly 2050. Without urgent action, annual global cancer cases are projected to rise nearly 35 million by 2050, up from 20.6 million new cases. The World Health Organization is predicting in a new report. Cancer remains the second leading cause of death globally after cardiovascular disease, with close to 10 million deaths annually. And you know, cancer is prevalent here in this country for various reasons, so take the precautions today. All right. And like I said, we got lots to talk about. I want to know what you got. We got your goat up. We got your dander up coming in off the weekend. Couple of things I got to go down the list and do the checkbox on. Sidewalks, West Bay, from Saunders Beach to the entrance of Fish Fry, they need to be addressed. We've had rain now. So the drain covers now, those potholes are even bigger. The drain covers are still out and standing straight up, so that could cause a hazard to traffic if somebody swerves there. It's a menace for pedestrians because there were perfectly good sidewalks that were working. Now there's none. People got a to and fro in and out of traffic. Walks are dug up. And for whatever the reason why they haven't been completed, they need to be completed. Now, falls under the Ministry of Works, Mr. Clay Sweeten. I don't know what you need to do to get it done, but get it done. Please fix those sidewalks on Saunders Beach. And speaking of Saunders Beach, absolutely deplorable. The verges and the beach area leading up. I mean, it's still one of the nicest beaches on the island, one of the few beaches Bahamians still have access to. So, my God, put the taxpayers' money to work and make sure at least Saunders Beach and the verges are cleaned up. And that playground needs to be addressed out there drastically. Some injuries waiting to happen out there. And then while you're at it, please move the derelict fishing boat that is in the waterway or canal behind, you know, Arawaki and Saunders Beach that leads into the back of Fish Fry. It's rotten, it's fallen derelict. Who owns that boat? That's the question. Who owns the boat? And why has there been no pressure put on it by Ministry of the Environment or Ministry of Health? Ministry of Transport could have made a call and said, why is this here? Why this needs to be moved? Who owns that boat? And at some point, move it and then charge them the cost for moving it once you find out who owns it. But you can't let it just sit there and go derelict and go idle. That is totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. And then, of course, you know, this is another issue we need to address and we need to talk about. And I don't want you to think I'm picking on the small car drivers, but why, after all that's gone on these roads involving small cars, do I still see incidents over the weekend? You all need to slow your behind down. Is there some sort of manual that they give you that says, like a crotch rocket, you can get it out of space on them things? My God, we need way too many traffic fatalities. Factors. And there are a lot of them that go into it. So community-wise, we need to source together, make sure I be diligent on our roads. We're losing too many people on our roads. And that has to change. We can't accept that now on top of everything else as the norm. Excuse me. But now we drive reckless on the road too, and yeah, that's part of the fiber. Yeah, people just get all kapunkle up on the road. Yeah, but no. We've lost too many. We need to be preventative. We need to be proactive rather than reactive in a lot of these cases. So we're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz brought to you by John Shoes. I get some more headlines in, and I want to know what's got you buzzing. What's in your craw? All right, the Monday, July 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after that.
I no take back talk. Watch out, me boy. Them no like me, and me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, and me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Me come again, really good from the gear man. Them me come again, really good from the informer. Them me come again, really good from the backbite. Them me come again, really good from the sodomite. Them me come again. They go really good from the gear man. Them me come really good from the gear man. Them cause I want
some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an x-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Summer's here, and KFC's got summer buckets just for you. Every bucket starts with 8 legs and thigh pieces of your favorite chicken, plus 4 golden biscuits. Grab the value bucket for just $20 or go big with our mega bucket packed with everything you need for summer or on the road. Need more? Add 4 Pepsis, Fountain Fries, or the new mango dessert biscuit for only $5. KFC's summer buckets have big flavor, big value, and finger-licking good chicken only at KFC Nassau.
Ooh, it's close up.
If you set people's teeth on edge every time you step on the brakes, it's time you visit Muffler World on Mackey Street. They can take your brake rotors off, and if there's anything left, machine them shiny. Then their technicians will install new pads, and before you know it, you'll be able to stop without people calling social service on you.
John, I'm trying to hit my car. Children in the car.
Muffler World can replace the whole package, including hoses, master cylinders, and more. First-class brake work, stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street. Open Saturdays, 8 till noon.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is a 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Run things! 24-7. 48-4. Keep it on the talk. I no take back talk. Watch out. Me boy, them no like me, I mean no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, I mean no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Me come again, really good from the gear man. Them me come again, really good from the informer. Them me come again, really good from the backbite. Them me come again, really good from the sodomite. Them me come again, they go really good from the gear man. Them me come really good from the gear man. Them cause I one thing me no say them no want a girlfriend. Me come really good from the woman.
We're back at John, the Monday, July 20th edition of Talking Heads. Not in your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. 4:23 p.m. is the time on this much-to-do Monday, because it is a much-to-do Monday. You got to get things done on a Monday, man. A lot of y'all have Monday like me. I hate Monday. I'm like, oh, Jesus, Monday. I hate Mondays. But try to be as productive as you can at the beginning of the week and at the end of the week. All right? Real talk. But looking at more headlines in the dailies. Supreme Court rejects mother's bid to overturn kid's expulsion. This kind of caught my eye. You know, a Supreme Court judge has rejected a mother's bid to overturn Sarbis lower school decision to expel her two children, ruling that the dispute arose from a private contractual relationship and could not be challenged through judicial review. Justice Blake Farquharson dismissed the applicant's application despite expressing sympathy for the mother and her children identified in the judgment as only J&P, acknowledging that she may still have grounds to pursue a private civil claim against the school. So we keep an eye on that. But you know, you ain't just get expelled my job. You gotta have some good reason. As it alleged that the dispute erupted after an incident involving Jay and another student October 6th and escalated through weeks of tense exchanges between the mother principal, Deidre Cooper, and officials from the Catholic Board of Education. But the withdrawal of both children, telling their mother that her relationship with the school had deteriorated to the point where it could no longer be repaired, and the level of trust and collaboration needed for the children's success and well-being had been irretrievably compromised. Irretrievably compromised. Now, Justice Farquharson ruled that Zarvis is an independent private school and that its decision to remove the children was governed by the contractual relationship between the school and their mother rather than the public law. He said the school was not performing a governmental function when it disciplined or excluded students or expelled students, and its decision therefore fell outside the reach of judicial law. So probably a simple case coming out of this, but obviously, at what point, here's my question. As long as I have a child in any institution, I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to wonder why this was done or that was done. I'm going to have questions as a parent. That shouldn't cause our relationship to be irretrievably damaged. If my child does something wrong, explain to me what you all saw him do wrong or her do wrong, why, you know, where this falls afoul of your rules, and what's the punishment, and how do we get better from this? But I'm going to ask questions. So here again now, is it a case of I'm asking questions and we going back and forth and that's a problem, you don't want to ask questions? Or was it that toxic when they're ready? But how do we prevent this? Because at the end of the day, the benefit of the kids are the most important thing. We got too many kids not getting the grades now. And too many falling afoul. That's why we're at where we're at. And these youngins are so buck wild. I think this needs to be addressed. Hopefully those kids got into another school and, you know, it's progressed more positive for them than it was. Disabled dialysis patient accuses PMH of victimization again. Now, this wants to look like Nana Boy. Want to look like Nana Boy. So I'm glad to see we got a Nana Boy sighting. Nana Boy, if you're back from the States, you could give us a call and let us know your value, you know, or how you're progressing. A disabled dialysis patient says Princess Margaret Hospital is rising his life by transferring him to a treatment center he cannot afford to reach. But Public Hospitals Authority Managing Director Dr. Arbenet Rose says she requested placement outside the public system and was quite happy when she discussed the arrangements with him. Marvin Johnson, 62, accused PMH of victimizing him in retaliation for years of outspoken criticism, claiming his transfer to Renal House off West Bay Street could cause him to miss the treatment he needs three times a week. Nana Boy, if that's you, I want to hear from you. Mr. Johnson, who is partially blind, uses a wheelchair, said he lives with a walking distance of PMH but has no reliable way to travel to the new center. Wow. Let's see where that goes. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
How you doing, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I've decided to see if I could change my name to Naughty because I've been a little bit too intelligent lately. I need to get a little naughty. I mean,
man, you got to change it to something else. I don't need you out there causing me no problem, man.
You serious? Okay, we could at least do this, Naughty.
Try Rude like, Boy. How about that?
Huh?
How about Rude Boy?
Okay, instead of Naughty, let me write that down. See, you just be writing while you speak. You think I can't write too?
Go ahead and do it. Can you write and chew gum and speak at the same time? That's the question.
But now, Naughty, when I was born, the people tell me I was so ugly, they can't figure out whether I was supposed to be here or somewhere else. And then they continue to label me with this ugliness to the point where I don't feel like I really should be here.
No, man.
Huh?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, man. Maybe they got bad sight. Maybe they got bad vision. Yeah, it's not you. It's them. It's not you.
All right. Well, you know, I just realized that there's Naughty, but Naughty got ignorance and also have intelligence. And that's something that I don't have the combination of. So I figure I'll throw this out to you. But Naughty, finally, could you help me and give me permission to take everything that you say, whenever you speak it, and just record it as a text file. And then whenever I see you, I show you how un-naughty you are.
But you ain't got to go through all of that. The podcast there every day.
Yeah, but you didn't realize the other part I wanted to do. I want to convert it into an experience where when you see it, it has been extracting similarities and all these little things that cause us to buck up and just say, really, this is what Naughty, he's a damn good person. And then I got to challenge the AI and say, but then Naughty's just telling me things that I don't understand. Is that a good thing to tell me, Naughty, that I go into heaven when I understand what it is?
Which are clergyman of choice, you know what I mean?
But his name is Naughty.
He ain't me.
I do apologize. Listen, thank you so much for tolerating my ignorance.
You got me confused with Anku Wei. Anku is the resident, you know, high chief and priest.
No, I think it was the other guy on a little earlier, Antonia.
I don't believe you've been down the rabbit holes again.
You know Anton when you see Anton. There's a reason why females really, 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 really are designed to be them and then just be accepted as who they are. You know, we weren't designed to be males. Were you designed to be a male, Naughty?
Well, that's how I reach. That's how I come. That's what the manual said
Now that sweet little girl you got who realized that you are a male would be happy with the fact that you decide to be something else?
Well, we ain't got to worry about that because I love MJ and MJ love me and I ain't
Yeah, but okay, would you drink the sperm of another man?
No, and now okay. That's why I can cut you for even asking me that question. Dear Jesus, be your mind out. You didn't go in the rabbit hole today. You went in the toilet bowl today. My God, that's some good issues beyond, bro. I don't know if you should be smoking it or toking it, but whatever, bro. You need the man. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Yeah, we don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
My God in heaven. Thank you, Jesus, King of endless glory. No, man. No. Let me say this. I am so glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
Anna boy.
You can't go missing
on me like that.
I had to go naughty because
Are you doing this, man? Listen, man. We done lost Muff. We done lost St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
So I am glad to hear your voice, buddy. I am so glad to hear from you, buddy.
Well, Naughty, I've been through a lot because when I got it, I was suddenly trying to relax myself. Monday morning, I was in intensive care at West Palm Beach.
I see you run out on Facebook. That's the last I saw you. You fix your eye patch and run out on them.
Man, I was a walking dead, Naughty. They took off almost 2 gallons of fluid off me, and I was supposed to be doing dialysis here, you know. 2 gallons of fluid.
How are you now today? Have you had any improvements? How are we today? How are you today?
I am taken aback by the association that PHA's managing director has decided to take when, like I told her, I beckon you not to go that route that I've been fighting with some of them doctors for a little while, but she went. And I told her I have all of the recordings. I say, you all ain't learned yet from GNN. I document and record everything, and I have conversations right up until last Saturday with Ms. Rule and myself, where I was asking her, where do I go from here? But she committed herself to the papers to cover them themselves to say, me and her had a conversation. And then the beat goes on, Naughty. You know what I mean? The beat goes on.
Oh, man.
You know, I didn't come back here for this. I came back to do some banking and some reshuffling, some stuff, and to check my place.
I'm glad you took time to call us, but I mean, the whole situation is you don't live too far from PMH, correct? So it really is more affordable and convenient for you with your sight impairment to go to PMH, correct?
I live right in PMH, yeah, for 7 years from my treatment from its inception 7+ years ago. That was where I went. And why would I agree with PHA to go way outside this beach when I know I got no transportation to get there? Mind you, I agreed to go for my treatment, but what's supposed to come of that? If you send me there unbeknownst to me, you must know how I can get there. And that's the missing part of the equation right there. Nice. They ain't want to help me get there. And they know it's impossible for me to get there.
So you say you're in town to get some business in order, and then what, you back to West Palm Beach?
Well, I ain't going to West Palm Beach. I'm going higher upstate because West Palm Beach is a finish, man. They finish. I hear, and I ran right back into D.C. months again. I thought we could have, after 4 months of the year, we could have buried a hatchet. The hatchet was buried.
They got the hatchet in your back.
The managing director on their side.
Wow. I'm glad to hear, you know, from your nana boy, and I'm glad to know you're doing better, but you gotta figure this thing out, man. If Reno House on West Bay Street is too far, then what's gonna happen here?
I real talk, PMH is the pits. It is the pits. And I don't know why Ms. Roland, I'm trying to hide that. Everybody in the world know PMH ain't worth nothing. Reno House is top of the line. I don't have a problem going to Reno House. It's just transportation. If we could work that out, I don't have a problem going there. You understand? Because it's way better than what Princess Margaret offers, you see? So if they think I got a problem going to Reno House, that's not the case.
So what's the only issue? The only issue is the transportation situation.
Yeah, and see, if I had agreed to that, right, Naughty, to go all the way out there would translate.
What if this show could line up some transportation for you?
Huh?
Would that make it easy? What if the show could line up some transportation for you?
Well, that'd to get be you great. To and from? That'd be great. I'll stop making videos.
All right, I got to put that on my cab drivers and on my tour operators and stuff who have these vehicles. Listen, call me, man. Let's see if we could work a schedule out. Well, we could do something good and help our fellow man or help our fellow brother, Nana boy, get to dialysis out there in the West, Saunders Beach.
And by the same time, help me get straight with some type of transportation. I need a lawyer because to print things about me that's not true in the papers, that is a lie, slander, defamation of character. I need a lawyer.
All right. If you got the same number, I can link you off here, and I can put some good lawyers in your
yeah,
direction.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, man. I need it because I got to step my game up, man. You know what I mean?
All right. But while you're here, I want to hear from you, all right, as much as possible.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Naughty man. No problem. Okay.
Good to hear from you, my brother. Eh? Be safe.
And yeah,
you
man.
If there's anything you need, you let me and MJ know, all right?
Yeah, man. Okay. All right.
I'll let MJ know that we heard from Nana Boy today. That'll make her day. Daddy boy, we lost a lot of good members to the show. I'm glad to hear that Nana Boy still holding strong and doing his thing. But it's such a shame that, you know, he has to go through so many things and hurdles. And not just him, other patients as well that are dealing with dialysis. We need to get that together. We really need to get that together. We are really lacking in that regard. Naughty, what was that previous call into? But listen, I don't even want to go there. You get out them cocktails all by yourself. I'm not running. Let me get some other text. Naughty, what's this talk Rand Monroe coming with about witness protection? I never heard about that. This is a dangerous place. Good afternoon, Naughty. Have you noticed that the recent rollout of Bahamas Defense Force new recruits, have you noticed that the plethora of foreign last names that have made up that graduating class? No, I got to look at it. But obviously, there's some funny last names, and y'all like got probably a funny last name. I got a funny last name too, so I mean, really, anyhow, survived still. Okay, but yeah, definitely, I'll check that out. I'll definitely check it out. Mr. Producer, we got any other callers? No, I was glad to hear from GNN, okay? My heart's still broken, we lost Muff. My heart still aches that I don't hear from St. Pete no more, especially with football season coming up. So to hear from Nana Boy today, it was good to hear from him, just generally good to hear from Nana Boy. Glad to know he's still kicking. Sorry to, you know, for lack of a better word, BS, to get the treatment what he needs. And it's not just him, it's other Bahamians as well. And he shouldn't be punished for putting a voice to it. Truck cab operators or vehicles that transport disabled or whatnot, let me know so we could try work something out to get Nana his dialysis treatments. From the Fort Hill to Saunders Beach, back to the Fort Hill. And when I say the Fort Hill, I mean right in that East Street South area opposite the police barracks, right then at PMH. To Saunders Beach and back. Let's see if we can get that worked out. All right, if we got any interested persons, let me know. Just, call in and give your number to Mr. Producer, and I will get in contact with you when I get off here. We'll try coordinating Attaboy getting coordinated and getting to his treatments. 4:41 p.m. is the time. It is a Monday. Don't forget, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. We got to do the World Cup recap. Going to talk some NBA offseason, some Major League Baseball, getting ready, heating up after the All-Star game, getting ready for the playoffs, and some NFL as well, too. Oh, yeah. NFL, right around the corner. As a matter of fact, next week, teams go to training camp. And before you know it, here comes September, the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, man. All right. Good afternoon, Naughty. Can you please look into construction at the end of Gillian Bay on Green Turtle Key, which investors were granted approval to develop the end of Gillian Bay? It will be devastated and destroy the natural habitats and bone fishing flats and the beautiful beach at Gillian, which so many people enjoy. How did this get approved? All right, I'm going to have to do my due diligence on that, but I'm glad you sent me this, because what's going on in Exuma? I'm getting video right now. Not looking good. I see a lot of silt in that water out there by Samson Ski. What are dump trucks and bulldozers doing on the shoreline? I mean, there's silt surrounding that whole entire key. Is this where that development is going? I thought the dredging was supposed to be halted because it's before the courts. How could this continue? Aprons. Your yellow aprons don't work if the silt is beyond the yellow apron. This is not a good look. And what's going on down there? And that the project was supposed to be halted because it's before the courts and it needs to be halted. And listen, I don't have a problem with both of them projects coming to fruition, but it has to be done sensibly. And not at the long-term cost for Bahamians and Exumians alike. Indirectly Bahamians, but Exumians more importantly. Because some people could just pack up shop, leave the eyesore and go. And we stuck. And you know, we can't sell properties. We have a hard time reselling properties. Let foreign investment come here and leave us with the remains, and then we got a hard time selling it. We need to be very careful in that Exuma chain. Be very careful. And sometimes quick, fast money does not benefit the long-term, you know, needs and the long-term benefits of a community. A quick fix now does not mean that you're going to have success 10, 15, 20 years from now. And if we could scale things down where everybody could get along, then everybody should be happy. That's the point where we need to get to. But this right now, the pictures I'm seeing is crazy. It's ridiculous. And now I hear more about Gillian Bay. Like that Adeline Roberts was from Green Turtle Key, Abaco. Yes. So I definitely got to do my due diligence on that text. And I appreciate the text. And I will follow up on that for sure. It seems like Bob is distracted here in the city. All type of ish going on in the family island. I still need to know more about the mooring project as well, too. I hear mooring still going up and still being put out. Wasn't that deal supposed to be halted under the extenuating circumstances that it was signed under, the dubious circumstances, the conflict of interest it was signed under? These are still questions we have to answer. Not to mention the questions we have now that still aren't being answered. And I got to ask, what's going on? Is anybody from Ministry of Environment or Planning or Works or whoever needs to be made aware of what's going on in Exuma? But I'm looking at the pictures, and it doesn't seem to be cohesive and coherent as to one, i.e. no dredging, because it's before the court, and if you're going to dredge, then you need to come within a certain amount of feet from protected areas, and I'm seeing silt everywhere. And it's not like I'm not going to get more pictures. I'm going to get more pictures. So before you turn this down, you know, into this side versus that side, another Nygaard Bacon kind of situation, remember, Bahamians, we come first. That's our Exuma. That got to be there for us for years to come and generations to come. So why am I seeing it on the brink now? Have I been damaged? Because those pictures that I'm seeing and the videos I'm seeing are not being done. There's too much silt everywhere. And if that's any indication how the entire project is going to be done, God help us. All right. And I've already got some info flowing in already on Gideon Bay. So I'm going to definitely check that out as well. And then, of course, you know, I see another headline right next to it, right adjacent to it. Pharmacists seek clarity over cannabis authority. So we got to get Dr. Smith on, and we got to have that conversation. Doc, you're probably listening. Let me know when your avails are so we can get in and talk about that. But that Gideon Bay project is in today's Tribune, so you definitely want to check that out. I'm going to get caught up on that in a minute, but like I said, why is there so much going on? And I mean, that everybody in Family Island seems to know about, but we here in New Providence don't get until it's days and weeks old. So, there we go. Naughty, have you seen the outbreak with these trying to kidnap young girls these days? I've seen some stories. So let's keep an eye out on that too. Because quietly, you know, young women are becoming victim again of brutal crimes, and it's going under the radar. And it's being hush-hush. And there's a broad cross-section of the community that's perpetrating these acts, and it needs to stop. My Naughty, Lundy and the PFP built this large crowd here in Central Landers, but they could have taken that same funds to fix the bridge with falling completely apart. So you got a bridge in Andrus that's falling apart. Get me some pictures, Texas, of the bridge that's falling apart in Andrus, please. That project at Gideon Bay get approved. It is wrong on so many levels. And who just gives blind approvals? With no Freedom of Information Act, it's very hard to find out. It seems like we find out after the fact. It's hard to be proactive if you don't get things up front. You can only be reactive if you're operating from after the fact information. And this administration is clearly allergic to transparency and accountability and what comes along with that territory. Because mum's the word from them on everything. Mum is the word for them on everything. And you can't get better as a society that way. You can't grow. You can't dialogue. You can't have discussions to take the best from the discussions and build a community. And the solutions that come from conversations. It needs to be consistent conversation and transparency It can be, well, we can do this and tell you after the fact. No, that don't work so. It does not work, sir. But like I said, a lot of things get put to the background. A lot of things that, you know, don't catch people's eye because you're caught up on this and caught up on that and the distractions. But we got to protect our family islands. We got to protect some of the last pristine real estate we have in this archipelago. And I'm all for investment, but it has to be done correctly. It has to be done right. And it can't be done to the detriment for generations to come. It needs to benefit generations to come. That's what progress is. Anyway, let's take a quick break. Flip side of the break. I'll be back to wrap up the first hour, get you ready for the second hour. Second hour, we'll be talking some sports. Stat Boy will be in the building. Pearly will be in the building. And we'll talk our local sports, Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, and, of course, we'll do the World Cup recap. That'll keep it right where you got it. The Monday, July 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Ready? It's back! The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp, July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Dive in hot with the new KFC Dunk Buffalo Ranch. A crispy ranch chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce on the side. For just $8.95, get messy with it and dunk it how you want it. KFC, it's finger looking good.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and active and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Run things! 24-7, 48-4. Keep it on the talk. And I take back talk. Watch out. Me boy, them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are my enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are my enemy, me and them no friend. Me come again, really good from the gear man, them me come again. Really good from the informer, them me come again. Really good from the backbite, them me come again. Really good from the sodomite, them me come again. They go really good from the gear man, them me come really good. From the gear man, them, cause I one thing, me no say them no want no girlfriend, me come really good. When they obey man, them cause them a work too much obey papi. When they informer, them, them a do too much in famine and a cause problem, me come really good. When they backbite, them a do too much backbiting and a cause problem, me ball. Them no like me, I me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, I me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend.
Oh, well, I got you on the Monday, July 20th edition of Talking Heads. Not any company right up until 6 p.m. 4:54 p.m. is the time right about now. And yes, don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we will be talking sports. But back to China, Nutty, what's the gas prices? I got to find out the gas prices. I don't want to get it. Last time I read the gas prices, I got a nosebleed. That's how high they were. Well, I don't need no nosebleed. But right now, wow. Between $5.32 and $7 per gallon, depending on where you go. But to even hear it at $7 a gallon is cray cray. It's like you're gone crazy. I never thought I'd have heard gas prices. $6 and $7 at the pump. No way. No way. I tell you, invest in a moped, electric, invest in a skateboard, a pogo stick. Yeah, man. Get healthy. At the same time. Somebody can't pay no $7 for gas, right?
What?
That's more than chicken in the bag, almost right there, knocking neck and neck. I gotta eat or decide it better to ride and call or not eat? Wait, no, 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 no. Too many hard decisions. Anyway, let me. Here's another one. All right, get in bed. I hear you. Y'all fired up down there today. Naughty, any updates on the election day plane crash since they're now investigating plane crashes? Thank you for that text. Any updates on that? Just want a little update. Don't let it go to the back pages. Don't let it disappear. That is pertinent news, pertinent information we would like to hear about. Naughty, I bet your text is, I've heard reports from my nieces how these young men are really trying to do some disgusting things to them on the road. Wow. That's what it's come to, though. Your kids can't even go out. People are freaking themselves out. I don't know. When our kids are now feeling problems from their own peer group, where have we deteriorated to as a society? Do they feel unsafe amongst their peers? You're supposed to be safe amongst your peers. Your peers are supposed to help you take on the world. I get it. You don't feel safe about other elements of the world. But your peer group, you should feel safe amongst. Or you should. You shouldn't feel they come in to attack you first. But it's a different generation. It's a different breed. Whole different ball game. Now, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk some more issues and I'm going to talk some sports. I know Stat Boy will be chiming in. Purdy may chime in as well, too, but he was holding it down today doing the Zhivago show, so he might be already catching the Dodger game. And he might be ducking out, too, because, you know, Dodgers and the Yankees hooked up last night. Jazz had a big, you know? In the first game, the Dodgers went 8-2. That was a no-brainer. But that second game, Yankees won 2-1. So there you have it. I think the Dodgers took the series 2-1, but hey, considering we didn't have Judge, things is things. You know, and Josh did his thing, man. It's a tie-breaking homer in the 8th, and the Yankees beat the Dodgers 2-1 to split the doubleheader. So I'll talk more about that coming up in the sports as well. More local sports, more international sports as well. We'll recap the World Cup. We'll talk NBA offseason moves. We'll talk Major League Baseball getting ready for the playoff races. And we'll talk the NFL, which is about to open in a couple of weeks as well, too. So keep it right where you got it. We get to the break. The Monday, July 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Keep it in the talk. And I take back talk. Watch out. Me boy, them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Me come again, really good from the gear man, them me come again. Really good from the informer, them me come again. Really good from the backbite, and them me come again. Really good from the sodomite, them me come again. They go really good from the gear man, them me come really good. From the gear man, them, cause I want thing, me no say them no want a girlfriend, me come really good. When they obey man them, cause them a work too much obey for people, children, me come really good. When they informer, them a do too much infamine and a cause problem, me come really good. When they backbite at them, them a do too much backbiting and a cause problem, me ball. Them no like me, I mean no like them.
them no like me and me no like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Go tell your friend. The cable come for run things again. Go tell your friend.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Run 24/7, 48/4. Keep it in the talk. And I take back talk. Watch out. Me boy, them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, I'm in a like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Me come again, really good from the gear man, them me come again. Really good from the informer, them me come again. Really good from the backbite, them me come again. Really good from the sodomite, them me come again. They go really good from the gear man, them me come really good. From the gear man, them, cause I one thing, me no say them no want a girlfriend, me come really good. From the Uber man, them cause them a work too much over for people, children, me come really good. When they inform on them, do too much in famine and a cause problem, me come really good. When they backbite at them, do too much backbiting and a cause problem, me ball. Them no like me, I'm no like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, I'm no like them. Them are me enemy, me and them no friend. Go tell your friend. The people come for run things again. Go tell your friend. Now go run it 24/7. Go tell your friend. Me now give no game, man. Friend, go tell your friend. Me now give no sad.
We're back at you on the Monday, July 20th edition of Talking Heads. You are in your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking sports. Stat Boy will be joining us in short order. And so will Earl the Pearl. But before we jump in with those guys, let me set it off like how we always do. Let me make sure I get it correct. Because you know, somewhere pretty is like, man, you need to do that. So yeah, I will do it. Today in sports, on this day, July 20th, 1859. Brooklyn and New York played baseball at Fashion Racecourse on Long Island, New York. Standard admission was charged to see a ball game. It cost 50 cents to get in, and the players on the field did not receive a salary. 1947, the National Football League, the NFL, ruled that no professional team could sign a player who had college eligibility remaining. 1958, the PGA Championship changed from match play to stroke play. 1974, Carl Rosen's Chris Everett beat Musket by 50 lengths in the winner-take-all match race at Hollywood Park in horse racing. 2003, Ben Curtis, an unknown PGA Tour rookie in his first major championship, won the British Open. Sports quote of the day, to succeed, you need to find something to hold on to, something to motivate you, something to inspire you. Tony Dorsett. I guess Tony found it because he turned out to be one of the greats. Hall of Famer. Cowboy legend. We got Pearly in yet? Pearly will be joining us in short order. I know Stat Boy will be joining us in short order. And we definitely got to talk World Cup out of the gate. I'm just going to wait for the end of the World Cup. But what a brilliant World Cup it was.
It sure was.
There's Pearly. And Stat Boy will be along. I'm sure you're going to have to deal with him when he get here, Pearly.
He's already that guy. You see that? I say, hold on. This is what kind of taxes are you testing your uncle, buddy? But Jack must ever say, let him be that guy. Let me let him have that moment.
Let him have that moment. I mean, Spain earned it. Absolute brilliant performance. And like I said, it boiled down that Spain was absolutely the best team all around in this whole tournament.
Yeah. 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 They one of the things I admire about them is the superstars check their egos at the door. And they play teams. I mean, Jamal could have easily taken, you know, be hoggish and tried, but he played team ball, and that's what they played. The defense was stifling. I think only two, maybe three shots, and they didn't get them until the extra time.
And Pearly, remember on Sunday I said, listen, look for Nico Williams to be a factor in the game whenever he gets in. And did he not assist with the header for the game-winning goal?
I mean, brilliant. I mean, like, we start talking like these British people now. Brilliant play. I mean, any other person would have tried to head it at the goal, but he realized that it was behind, it was out of, and the young man was there waiting on it.
Ferran Torres, who is another one, just like Mika Marino, who comes in late and scores big.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome, awesome goal. He was right there waiting on it. Didn't, you know, some fellas that close to try, burst the back of the net open. He just got it in the goal, and that's all that was important. Whoever scored first could win it, and that was it.
The scary thing about Spain is minus one or two players, this group is going to be together for at least two or three more World Cups.
Well, the two youngest players, Yamal and the young guy who got the young player award, they're only 18 and 19 or something like that, so they're there forever.
Correct. Well, I think he's in, ladies and gentlemen. Stat BC is in the building. Stat Boy, I know you waited for this moment. I was trying to be diplomatic about it, but the floor is yours. Viva España, the World Cup champions. What you got to say there, Stat Boy?
You know, last time Spain won a World Cup, I was 2.5 years old, probably in my mom's lap, probably holding me while y'all watched the game. So I have no memory of Spain winning. But the first World Cup I was alive for, Spain won. It's been a very long 16 years, but I won't lie to everybody who's listening to me right now. Yesterday, after that goal by Ferran Torres, my brother and I, we almost were world champions again. I'm not going to lie. I shed a lot of tears yesterday. I was very hyped yesterday. And this trumps every other. I don't care if whoever wins in the NFL. I don't care who wins in the NBA. I don't care who wins in the MLB. I don't care who wins in hockey. I don't care about none of that. My team is the world champions of football. The global game, the greatest game. Everybody else can do whatever they want. I'm going to hold on to this one forever.
Yeah, listen, hold on. Congratulations, great. But you can't say you don't care. This finish. You won, you can boast about it for the next 4 years, but we got to move on to the next sport.
And this is the next 4 years, I hope Dallas Cowboys win the damn Super Bowl. How about that?
That's what we do. We move on to the next sport.
You
have the right to next year, this time, mention you're the world champs next week, yes. You have that, but don't say you don't care.
Guess what? I can mention it for 4 years because the World Cup is every 4 years.
Yes, you can do that, but don't say you're not gonna pay. You're not gonna be happy if the Ravens win. Come on, man.
Yeah, the happiness will be there. I'm saying the team that I could rely on the most whenever I need a team to be great, when every team in my North American sports is not great, Spain has been there for me all my life, and I'm just like, you know, 3 Euros I've seen, 2 World Cups I've been alive for, and 3 Euros
I've been alive for. The real test. Then the next test for them would be Euro 28. And that's where we'll see if they hold it together.
Well, guess even if not World Cup champions, that's the greatest championship of all time. The greatest, the grandest sport, the grandest stage. Yeah. And I'm over the moon right now.
You have to tip your hat to Spain as a team though, as a collective, because you had the Golden Glove, which went to Unai Simón, only let up one goal in the whole entire tournament. And then you had Pedri, who won the what, man of the match or the golden?
It was Rodri.
Rodri. Yeah.
He won the golden ball as the most valuable player of the tournament.
Yep.
And Pau Cubarsí won the best young player.
And then you had Yamal to that equation.
How did he get it over Yamal?
Because the strength of Spain's team was the defense and the back line, and Pau Cubarsí captained that back line to one goal allowed all tournament. Of course, Simón allowed one goal and had saves, but there were a lot of times when teams didn't even shoot. Argentina didn't even get a shot against us.
Yeah.
That just speaks to defense and Rodri control in the midfield. So Yamal, it doesn't matter. Yamal is a world champion, so he doesn't even need the extra awards or none of that. But world champion.
Don't do that. That's your greatness. Winning the world championship is yes, but Your greatness is winning the golden boot.
Kylian Mbappe has 2 golden boots. I bet you he'd trade both of them right now to be a 3-time World Cup champion.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that part of it. I agree with you, but don't say they don't mean anything to you. They have meaning, but they're not as meaningful
as the title of world champion.
But that's how he gets his extra.
Yeah, but if you want to separate yourself in the great conversation, then you need to get some of those personal awards as well too.
Well, he already has 2 Copa trophies, which are awarded to the best young player in the world every year at the Ballon d'Or Awards. He has 2 of those. He came runner-up in Ballon d'Or voting last year, and it'll be around that region and area this year. Maybe not win it, but I'm telling you, he'll win a Ballon d'Or soon. Yeah, he's already won 2 La Ligas.
he is poised to become, be known, be called the greatest player at any minute now. Mbappe is probably the only thing that's keeping him from getting that right now. But that's going to come. But all these awards is what brings you time to sign that contract is what helps.
I'm a world champ. That's true.
I'm a world champ, but yet I'm also the golden boot. I'm also this. I'm also you. Can you imagine the next contract Mbappe will sign, winning the golden boot?
Yeah, he'll get a large, substantial contract with Real Madrid or a renewal. But I just keep in mind, Mbappe has not won La Liga as of yet. He hasn't won a Champions League as of yet. He hasn't won a Ballon d'Or as of yet. His prowess really comes in the international football, which, yes, he has won a World Cup, but they lost in the final 4 years ago. They lost in the semifinal this year. And keep in mind, because we're talking about individual awards and greatness, right? The two greatest soccer players of all time by, the you know, a lot of people's estimation, Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, right? Messi started playing for Barca's senior team in 2004. Ronaldo started playing for Manchester United senior team in 2003 until 2008 and 2009, respectively, their first. So correct. It took them both 5-6 years to get it done.
Yes.
So just give it time. The Ballon d'Or, those things will come. And then for the next 10 years, it was either Messi or Ronaldo winning it. So it'll happen.
Now, let me just
get this in real quick. I have to point out one thing, Naughty. He said his young people don't even think but Pele.
For real.
Sorry, he's not the greatest, but he's top four. What? He's not the greatest.
Anyhow. Trust me, you could transplant Pele from his era to today's era, and he would still be a star.
Yeah.
He would not be better than Lionel Messi or Cristiano in their peaks. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's not a disrespectful thing. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Wow.
Maradona wouldn't be as good as peak Messi. He'd be very great and close, but not as good.
Wow.
You've seen Pele play.
Come on now. Pearly, you know I wasn't born yet, man. You're going to got to do that. I can only go off what I could research on YouTube and on these different sites that show these old games. That's all I could watch.
Okay.
That's all I could do.
Let me tell you why I think Pele is the greatest, if not one of the greatest. Is what he's done for the sport of football. It's him.
That's fair.
Him. Who got the United States, but eventually got him that brought to North America and to other parts of the world and spread the love like that. And that's what made him one of the greatest. He's a pioneer in football. He's a pioneer in making football what it is today.
He's one of the founding fathers. You could put him up there with a Johan Cruyff, who built the modern rules and tactics of the game.
Okay.
I fully get it. I said Pele is in my top four. You can't have him outside of that. I didn't even put him probably.
I hear you. But, you know, we beg to differ. But that's fine. That's what it's all about.
What I like, and it's very scary moving forward, is that the big part of the nucleus of that Spain team is Yamal, Nico Williams, Kubrasi, and a couple others. And Cucarella, too.
Yeah, they were. But Williams is, what, 23, 24?
Yeah.
So they got a really good nucleus in place. I think you're going to see a fall off from Argentina with Messi going.
I agree.
I think you're going to see a fall off. I think England has a bright spot if they stop worrying about Harry Kane and put more emphasis on Bellingham.
I think Harry Kane will be out of there in about 2 years.
Yeah, I think France is still going to be there. Because they're not a very old team, and they got young players, and
guess who's coming to head coach that team? Zizou. So they're going to be great.
Yes. So one, you know, I don't believe I'm going to say this, but one of the bright spots in North American football is both Canada and United States.
I agree. Mexico's always competitive as well, though.
Yeah, Mexico's always been there. So But just to see. Where United States got to the knockout round, and to see Canada play great football, and barring those injuries, I think North America. I think Norway responded to the moment, but they'll probably. I don't know. They're ranked 31st in the world.
Yeah, around that. But with Haaland there, he could carry them.
He could carry them. He's a one man. He carry them, and they'll have the popularity. I mean, he's already making bucks on commercials already. So there's some of the bright spots I saw from it. But like I said, like Naughty said, and you guys said, hats off to Spain. Their defense was off. I didn't think they would have done that. Not saying that they wouldn't have won, but I thought Argentina would have gotten more shots. And they shut Messi down, literally shut him down.
He was blanketed all game, couldn't operate all game.
Yeah, all game.
Fernandez with one of the dumbest fouls I've ever seen on a yellow card, already had one. And just, but it worked out. We had a man advantage. And Ferran Torres with that extra time.
Because he pumped his fist and made noise, he got that yellow card, you know.
Yeah, it was the reaction. So that was for him, his mouth.
They strict with that.
And then a hard foul on Cubarsí, which was completely unnecessary. But all in all,
what's the guy from Spain? I can't remember his name right now, but the long hair. They look like Eric Kaplan or one of them.
You talking about Marco Correa?
Yeah, he put his hand over his mouth and said something derogatory. And they were trying to get, because you could get thrown out for doing that.
Yeah, he was trying to snitch. Yeah, but I don't even think he was saying something offhanded. I think he was just like, you know, pointing to Cubarsí saying, oh, yeah, you got hit here, this line, the third. But Messi was trying to snitch, but it ain't work.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we won anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And that game was amazing.
It shadowed the 2-1 series beating the Dodgers, but on the Yankees, but that's fine.
That's okay. Guess what? This is the World Cup every 4 years, the greatest game, the greatest tournament. I told you, listen, and I private messaged you, Pearly. And I said, we don't have the judge, so you'll dodge it this time. It's okay. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Now, here's something that I saw rampantly yesterday on social media. And I need you guys to chime in on this, because I had to just look and shake my head and say, thank you, Brunsexuals, for proving me right yet again. Now, where all of a sudden is Lionel Messi is the GOAT for the second time. He has a losing record in World Cups. That diminishes his status. Like, how you all get? No. Listen, y'all Brunsexuals, catch yourself. The NBA does not have a four-year tournament, or basketball does not have a four-year world-class tournament where all the best in the world assemble, like the World Cup, to determine who the world champion is.
Fox.
They do have the FIBA World Championship, but the way to get to qualify that is not the way the World Cup is.
The World Cup is not all the biggest go for FIBA. For the states. So
all of those countries have professional leagues to which they honor their champions and consider them the best, or their champion or world champion in that sport or however. So the equivalent of an NBA championship is a La Liga title in Spain, a league title in France,
or Premier League,
or even in now that Messi's moved to North American soccer.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you look at Messi's track record of 15 championships, and that's the ones he's won. However many he's lost, I don't know, but I think the 15 outweighed the losses, you know?
I think it's 15-4, something like that.
That is where you determine part of it. He's got the stats, he's got all that, but he dominated the leagues he went in. La Liga in Spain is no slouch. The French league is no slouch. And MSL, he came in, put booties in the seats and made millions for David Beckham.
Eight Ballon d'Ors. A Ballon d'Or is essentially the MVP. So Messi has 8 of those. Ronaldo has 5 of those. Yep. Ronaldo has 5 Champions Leagues, which is the best team in all the European leagues going.
My point is, there's no comparison there, Brunsexuals. LeBron got a tote 4 and 6 in the finals.
Even if you want to use the Champions League by UEFA every year, Messi has 4 of those. Ronaldo has 5 of those with a three-peat. So you could even argue
You got to use the Champions League as the champions.
I would say even then, like you have to put even Ronaldo to a degree above Braun. This with respect.
Straight up above. Not the degree. Straight up above.
The whole comparison is, don't try to tarnish somebody else's legacy to validate LeBron's.
And a whole different sport, and a whole different, because I'm sorry, if the game was bigger in the States, Messi going to Inter Miami would have been a huge bigger thing than LeBron in Miami. I mean, it kind of already is, but, you know, it's funny that Messi didn't go to LeBron's game when he went to Miami, but you could see LeBron dapping and hugging up Messi when Messi came to Miami in 2023. The video's online. I don't even got to say anything.
Coming to Kenta.
My whole thing is LeBron need to hurry up and make a decision, make his mind up, because it's holding the NBA up from making that schedule.
Yeah, I mean, that just shows
coming out and saying, LeBron, can you Ishra get off the pot because we got to make up the schedule? We got a problem, and I think he's living for that. Listen, my bitter brun sexual texting in. For people who don't like LeBron, you're sure I'll find a way to bring him up every day. I had to bring him up because I was so shocked that y'all brun sexuals yesterday would go on such a tirade internationally and on social media trying to tear down Messi because he lost his second World Cup in 3 appearances. LeBron is still LeBron. And he's still being petulant. And he's still trying to have it his way, holding up the NBA season. And y'all are still like the blind mice, following like blind sheep. Anyway, I hope you carry on.
By now, he should have been able to say, okay, I'm going here. Oh, so he already knows he's going. He has his milking dick is long. Every time he turn on ESPN, they talking about it. Every time he look around, people talking about it. He's eating that right up.
Taxi Chairman, I guess Jordan must have been garbage compared to these soccer gods. No. I mean, you have to look at soccer for what it is. It's a different sport. It's different elements that make it up. It's harder in some areas than other sports. So, you know,
is it? People
earn their accolades. It's like you can't ever take anything away from Wayne Gretzky in ice hockey with the goals and the assists. You can't do it. So, and nor can you take anything away from Jordan in his era because he was the epitome of what his era was. He is the standard mark of greatness like Messi is and Ronaldo is in football, Gretzky in hockey, and so on and so forth. So, yeah.
What's funny is you all got to mention Jordan every time. Like, if LeBron was the GOAT and you were confident in that, why are you diminishing Jordan in comparison to the soccer stars when his name had no mention in the topic?
Yeah.
Nobody mentioned Jordan's name. Y'all did, though.
So I brought LeBron up because it was in rampant yesterday. Did you see some of the texts and posts yesterday?
I get that part. Yeah, no problem. But I'm talking about this texter just now who mentioned Jordan's name, trying to diss him when we haven't even mentioned his name or any other basketball player's name. Because listen, it's not relevant. That's the whole point. It's not relevant.
You're correct.
You know, I mean, we're not going to talk about soccer in depth for another 4 years. We'll talk about it, you know, during the year for the different leagues and stuff, but not to the depth of World Cup. And when we're putting a bow on things, of course, we're going to look back and address some of these guys and some of the greats because obviously next go around, Messi may not be there.
Neymar has announced he's retiring and he's younger than those guys.
And he's going straight to the World Series of Poker Tour too because he's got late last night. Did pretty well in the game he played.
Yep. Ronaldo's going to be finished. Messi will likely be done.
Yeah.
New era.
New era coming up.
The new era is coming up.
It'll be Mbappe, Haaland, and Lamine, like the three faces.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you could determine, you could rank them however you want to rank them, but those are the three faces.
Yeah. They're going to make news. And just so you know, the kind of money that those soccer superstars make is far more than the LeBrons make.
And not only the money they make, they generate for their leagues.
Exactly. You know what you got? If for right now, for somebody to trade a Mbappe, or however they call it, the terminology they use
from the transfer.
Exactly. From one team, you end up paying the team 50 million pounds, and then got to pay the fellas their 25, 30, 40, 50 million dollars in salary.
Yes.
It's amazing the amount of money to generate.
Just for one year.
Yeah. The payment is to do the transfer, and then after that is. But. We also look at, there was 68 million. This World Cup generated so many people to watch it. There were 68 million people that attended the games.
15 billion in revenue.
Thank you very much. In revenue. How much again in bill? Say that again in revenue?
15 billion.
Okay. That's in revenue. So the money they make, this is the truly global world sporting championship where you have teams coming from every corner. Every corner coming to play of the earth.
But like, look at Cape Verde's run and look at how they embedded the class.
African teams, European teams, Asian teams, Far East teams, you know, Oceanic teams, North American teams. All. I guess that's our hint from break.
Yeah, we got to get to the break. Let's get in our picks. We'll talk some NBA and some NFL real quick. Get our picks in. And, of course, we got Rich Eisen taking us home with the final 15. And Rich Eisen looking back on the dominance of Spain in the World Cup and what it means going forward. So keep it right here. We got the July 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So we think
put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style, big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices. Helpful and friendly customers with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up.
Monday, July 20th, edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. I got Stadwell in the building right up until 6 p.m. We've been talking sports. Slide to baseball real quick. Go ahead, Pearly. Oh, yeah. You had your moment. Dodgers took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, but at least Jazz had something to say about the Yankees win yesterday.
Sure did. He sure did. He got the game winning home run yesterday. He also, in the game that Yamamoto pitched a complete game to beat y'all, he had a double and scored on a base hit. right after that. So he had a base hit and scored a run in the first game, and then had a home run last night to win it for the Yankees. And it was a pitch right in his hot spot, and he got all of it and sent it. So it was a good game. But that's not the story of MLB right now. The story of MLB is this certain Boston Red Sox team that was 13, 14 games out, now only 6 games out of first place.
You see that, eh?
And has won 13 in a row, sweeping the Mets, the White Sox, the Nationals, and sweeping the Rays at 4-game sweep of the Rays this weekend.
Now the Rays is impressive. The other set, they a lot of mediocre teams there, but the Rays.
But White Sox in first place. White Sox in first place. The other two mediocre, yeah, but the White Sox in first place. That's the first place team you're beating up on.
Look at that division, though, Burley.
I accept that, but they still, you know, that division is probably the weakest division in baseball.
Yeah, know? But nonetheless, they got 13 straight. That's impressive. Any team who does that, that's you got to talk about that.
And the best part about it is they're now in the playoff hunt. They're in the wild card. If this league ends tonight, they'll be the third wild card team. And only a game behind the Guardians and 4.5 behind your Yankees. So it's impressive what they're doing.
But we got to play them, so hopefully we'll catch them in the right time.
Well, they got the Orioles now. I don't know when they're going to play them. But they got the Orioles right now, this week. And then they got the Blue Jays. They come to L.A., go back to the White Center. They don't play y'all for a while. They don't play y'all till, when is this?
Exactly. That means they'll be cooled off by then.
They don't play y'all till the end of August.
They'll be cooled off by then.
21st, they got you guys the last weekend in August.
That's my birthday weekend, Pearly. Maybe we need to go to Boston, catch the Yankees-Boston Red Sox game.
Let me see. Are they going to be in Boston or they can be in New York?
Oh, you go to New York, even better.
Well, that's what you got to do, bro. I'll be right there.
We might have to make that happen. But
I'll let you know there's one thing. I'm not wearing no Yankee gear. Just want you to know that.
No, that's fine. I'm looking at the standings right now, though. I mean, Tampa Bay only a game and a half in front of the Yankees. But like you say, Boston has closed a lot of ground. They're only 6 games back.
Yeah.
The White Sox, they're still impressive at 52-46. I can't really call them slouches. So that was probably a good sweep for the Red Sox there as well, too. The rest of that division is garbage. They're up and down. They're not consistent. I think Chicago's more consistent. The rest of that division, Minnesota, Detroit, Kansas City, where you put me. Looks like Texas and Seattle starting to separate a little bit over there in the American League West.
But you know, the Astros don't really start playing baseball until August, so let's be aware of that.
Correct. They only 4 back, so that's doable for them. Atlanta with only a 3-game lead against the Phillies now. Remember, I told you, watch out for the Phillies. You see that?
Yep. No, I think, be honest with you, I think if the Phillies would probably be the only serious threat I see to the Dodgers if they win the division.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, they're making up a lot of ground because they started off real crappy, too.
They're like 9 games out, now they're 3.
You got Miami floundering 6 games back in that division where you put me. Don't know if you're going or coming. Washington 50-58 games back. The Mets 16 games. Milwaukee 62-37. Didn't see them coming, but.
No, Milwaukee always played great baseball, and they're going to do some things to make some trades in on August 3rd, which is stupid trades, and get rid of some great players because they don't want to pay the money. They don't want to pay the money.
Chicago Cubs lurking there 6 games back, but I don't know.
Well, the Cubs is the number one wild card team, so they're fine. The Phillies is the number two wild card. The Cardinals and the Marlins tied for the third wild card game with the Pirates.
And you guys got an 11.5 game lead over the Diamondbacks and a 13.5 game lead over the Padres.
Yeah.
I think that division is pretty much done.
Not yet. I've seen one August 3rd, the Dodgers were 9.5 games back behind the Cincinnati Reds. And it was just 2 divisions, ground them down. So anything could happen. But I don't see. The Dodgers made a very interesting move today, picking up a relief pitcher. I don't know if they're going to make any major moves before the All-Star. So they may go. They're still in the Skibel sweepstakes. Detroit will be stupid not to trade them because they're not going to get him. He's going to be a free agent. And they won't get anything. So in Detroit's best interest to do something if they're not going to try. And they're not going to pay him $400 million. They're not.
All right. We got to get to the picks. But before we go there,
Ohtani won't be pitching on Wednesday. They're not going to take a risk with his knee. So his chances of winning Cy Young probably goes out the window this week when he doesn't pitch.
And real quick, Stat, what's your take? Lakers signed Maurice Thybulle today.
I like the move for defense and 3-point shooting. Should be an efficient 15 minutes a night. I'm excited for the youth of the team. He won't be a starter. He'll be in the rotation. Might not play a lot of nights, but I can't wait because we did need some defense in the backcourt, and we have now Matisse Thybulle, so I like it.
But you know what I would do about right yep. now the Lakers got to make a decision because, you know, they signed didn't they sign Williams as well?
Williams. Zaire Williams, yeah, we got three stretch forwards now. Again, I mean, the bigs that can play the stretch, that's really good.
So now the roster has 16 players.
Correct, and I think the under the radar move there has been Christian Wood, who they signed to a vet minimum, like bare for peanuts, because he's trying to make a comeback, and he's in good shape.
But who they can cut now? They got to who they can get rid of? They got to get rid of one player.
They got some two-way players they could send to the G League, and I know they're gonna. Brownie. I know they're going to switch some one of the two-way contracts and give it to the kid who's been playing in summer league for him. I'm not talking about the first round pick, Chris.
You mean Kaluma?
Kaluma, yeah.
All right.
But speaking of Cameron Carr, this kid is plug and play. I think they need to pull a page out of Riley's book. And when he inserted Byron Scott in as a rookie, I think J.J. Redick needs to let him play the two as a rookie. He plays both ends of the floor. Let that young dog run.
Not a book out of pot, right? He needs to take a book out of the San Antonio Spurs. A page of the San Antonio Spurs book.
Let him play. I'd play him. He's got all the tools. He blocks shots. He shoots the three. He plays defense. Gets up and down the court. He got a good inside game. He got a good outside game. I'm getting looks like he's ready to play. And he got a chip on the shoulder for falling all the way to number 24.
Yep.
And he might be the perfect element to come in there and add those points, that we made when LeBron walks out the door.
I agree. I'm thinking, I heard you earlier, Stat Boy. I don't think Vanderbilt is going to be a Laker. I don't think he's going to.
Quite possible we could let him go.
One way or the other. Either they can cut him or they can trade him for picks.
Gonna have to do it.
Gonna make these rosters.
But I don't really see him on the team this year. I don't see the role he can play. What we got and the young players we got.
Okay, we have 16. We need 15. Bronny James still on the roster?
Yeah, no, Bronny James is a guaranteed $2.3 million contract.
Give us a 20 second.
While your dad was talking, I kept saying, Bronny.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I was referring to that.
He's gone.
Yeah. Wherever his dad finds, trade him there.
But I don't know. But I know they said that Cleveland has saved two spots. I don't know how true that story is. They have two spots vacant, one for Bronny and one for his dad.
There you go. No, but Harden still has to sign with Cleveland.
Yeah, but it's all indications that he's going to stay in the East. There's all indications he's going to go, not stay, go east. That's what it's sounding like. The quicker, the better. As long as he don't come back to the Lakers, I'm a happy, happy camper.
Well, that's not happening. He's already announced he's leaving.
Listen, Mr. Producer, just bring it down one sec. Let me get the picks in real quick. Don't forget, man, the picks brought to you, of course, by Adding Game. And attention, Adding Game players, Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposits $25 or more, and you're officially in the running for a weekly salary up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com. All right, rapid fire, guys. WNBA tonight, Aces and Tempo. I like the Aces over the Tempo.
Aces.
Liberty and the Wings. I like Liberty. The Wings.
I like the Liberty.
Liberty.
You got the Mystics and the Valkyries. Valkyries won six straight. I like the Valkyries, and I like them to cover the 8.5 points.
They're playing some good ball. I like them.
You got the Lynx and the Storm. The Storm stinking up the joint. I like the Lynx, and I like the Lynx to cover the 10 points.
I like the Lynx to cover the 10 points as well, for sure.
There you go. That's our pro picks, and that's a wrap. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Quick break, flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home for Earl the Pearl, for Stat Boy, for MJ. But Mr. Producer, this is your boy Naughty. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Hull Empress Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio Night Summer Escape.
fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline, August 12th. Drawing, August not included, and certain restrictions apply.
Summer's here, and KFC's got summer buckets just for you. Every bucket starts with 8 legs and thigh pieces of your favorite chicken, plus 4 golden biscuits. Grab the value bucket for just a bucket, packed with everything you need for summer fun on the beach, boat, or on the road. Need more? Add 4 Pepsis, family fries, or the new mango dessert biscuit for only $5. KFC's summer buckets have big finger-licking good chicken only at KFC Nassau.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Flip Life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hey, kids! Hey, it's back! The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily. And August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Winter Summer Basketball Camp. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Kane is in the building.
Congratulations to Spain. The winners of the tour in North America, Mexico, and what a performance it was in the New York, New Jersey stadium.
Good job.
Okay, thank you. Where fans are used to seeing offensively challenged squads. I had to go there. Sorry. And Argentina fell apart. There's no two ways about it. If you're an England fan and watching them score six times against France in the third place game, an NBA All-Star game type affair in the Miami Stadium, and if you're a fan of England watching on and finish things up with a sixth goal on a run that was unbelievable, you're sick to your stomach. Like, we lost to these guys? Like, if we not played defense on a team that needs to pull things out of their orifice or is on the verge of being easily mentally toyed with. But that's for, I guess, another day. As for Spain, we had Taylor Twellman on last week. He's about to join us. He said, has played in MetLife, that it was won by the Seahawks based on what? Defense. He goes, that's the way it's going to go in the final. And sure enough, Spain was all over Argentina like the proverbial white on rice. They were giving them no quarter, no space, no. I mean, it seemed like Argentina couldn't put three touches together without being harassed or turning it over. And if it wasn't for the Argentine Jim Craig, Spain would have won this thing going away. Spain would have won this thing going somehow, some way. It looked like Argentina was playing for penalty kicks about 15 minutes into this game.
Yep.
And the way it was being described by your guy, Stu, where the Spaniards would just pen you in or up against a boundary or not even sometimes Argentina couldn't even get it out of their own end. And after a while, that's wearing on you and wearing on you and wearing on you. And then all of a sudden you look up, you're an hour plus, an hour and a half into this game.
You're like, what?
And you don't even have a shot on goal. But it was still nothing, nothing. Nil, nil, as they would say. And that's when the guy who scored the equalizer against England says, I'll pick up two yellow cards in the span of 10 minutes. You know, it's, I guess, I don't know, was good old Enzo thinking, hey, we've been looking like we've been a man down all day. We might as well just go a man down. He gets a yellow card initially for A show of dissent.
Oh.
Is yes. what it's called. You may not show dissent with an official. He barked at the official who yellow carded him and then luckily for him, turned around before Martinez sarcastically clapped at him, which is another show of dissent. He could have picked up two yellows in 10 seconds, not 10 minutes. But then, you know, 10 minutes later on Cubarsí of Spain, he flipped that Spaniard over like that Buffalo did that poor elderly gentleman in suspenders.
Wow.
That's what it looked like. I mean, he's like, okay, Elway, you helicoptered, you know.
Elway.
You helicoptered parallel to the ground. I'm just going to go flip up over tea kettle.
That's funny.
And that was I don't know what Martinez is like, waving his fingers like, no, 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 no. Like, dude, you flipped him.
The whole team was doing that.
The whole world saw it. A billion people just saw what you did. No, 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 no. And then the replay showed he clipped him, man. Red card. Now Argentina's really down a man. And somehow, some way, they kept things going. I mean, weren't you thinking this was going to penalty?
I did. No doubt.
At the end of the day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was hoping for it. It's the most exciting thing in sports, really. Coin flip. And you're just like, all right, let's get there. 0-0. Let's go.
But I thought to myself, that wouldn't be.
No, it wouldn't be.
That would not be fair. But it is the way things go.
Fair to Spain?
Yeah, because they outplayed Argentina.
Put the ball in the net, which they eventually did. Obviously.
Which Torres then did in the second period of extra time. And Spain could exhale. When that thing went in the net, it's just like, okay, Argentina down a man. They got no shot. This thing is a wrap. Yeah. This thing is over. You might as well bring Shakira out one more time. You know?
Shakira.
That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I didn't wear that.
Not complaining.
Why do you think I was thinking it, sir?
I was going to go make a sandwich during that, and I was like, well, wait a second. Let's watch this.
Beaver being brought out by Ted Lasso and Coach Beard. Yeah. That was a plot twist.
Madonna kicking it off.
Hey, and Madonna first came to prominence when Maradona was playing for Argentina.
This is true.
And then she handed it off to another group that was big when Maradona was playing, the Muppets.
Yes. I loved it. When I saw Animal getting ready to play seven, yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay. Animal with the soccer hair. They should have made Animal have the pomade with the soccer hair.
Adam. Top knot.
And then BTS.
106 minutes in, Torres with his first goal of the World Cup. And Spain deserved it. They were suffocating. What a duh. Fox broadcast was talking about it all throughout. Henri was talking about how it's layers upon layers for Spain. Like you get through one and they just couldn't do anything. Messi couldn't do anything. Yeah. At one point, Messi tried to get Cucurella sent off because Cucurella went up to him and covered his mouth for a split second, I think to tell him that his teammate is down on the ground because he got hit in the mouth. And Messi tried to send him off, try to tattle. Spain turned Messi into a tattletale. You know? I don't know how you say snitches get stitches in Spanish. Not so hooked on phonics, but look at that. Zero shots on goal for Argentina in the final. Zero.
Jeez.
So that means Lautaro Martinez's header to beat England in the semifinal was Argentina's last shot on goal of the World Cup. Think about it. If I had told you, what if I told you that this header on the greatest assist you've maybe ever seen.
It was so sick.
That was it. The high point of Martinez meeting Messi's setup, his cross, that's the last shot on goal for Argentina because Spain's just like, not today.
Not today.
Congratulations to them and their fans. And then the ugliness that happened afterwards. Paredes, who was going at everybody. I mean, what was his malfunction? hitting people, didn't like it. Spain celebrating in his face. They just won the World Cup, pal.
Get off the field.
What is happening?
Yeah.
He was nuts. You know? Just crazy. What a classless finish to a tournament that otherwise was world class, first class. And is it possible that Spain's most difficult opponent in this World Cup for them was Cape Verde?
Oh, wow.
First match. And everyone's like, what's up with Spain?
Looking back.
There was a split hot minute where everyone's just like, well, Spain's not winning this thing.
Yep.
And then they conceded once the entire tournament. Once. You know? Argentina's keeper standing like an exclamation point, and the Spanish keeper's, having some tapas? What do we got?
Just hanging out.
Just chilling. A little paella?
Just chilling.
Some Costanza paella in New York, New Jersey?
That's going to paella?
You ever have paella?
Yeah.
Kind of delicious.
Yes, sir. Really good. So is a World Cup victory.
Yes, sir.
That was so great. I'm going to miss it, man. I am going to miss it.
I can't claim just to awesome. Have understood everything that goes on in soccer, but almost every game was on the TV. I was learning and watching and enjoying the whole thing. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
In that regard, I wish the final here in this country was the third place game. As opposed to the final, where, I'm sure there were a bunch of folks who were just like, I'm going to see what this World Cup mania is all about. And it's like, is someone going to score a goal? You know, like, when are we going to see some action? Because some people don't see the action that leads to scoring chances or the smart defensive battle that was going on for Spain that they could immediately turn into a transition. You know, like that sort of stuff that I got into and began to see that everybody keeps calling the beautiful game. I don't know how many people didn't see that. I understand not many World Cup matches are 6-4 finals. That game was incredible. That was a blast.
4-0 at halftime.
On Saturday. But so was the entire World Cup.
Yep.
I am going to miss it.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss the whole damn thing. And it was incredible. And congratulations to Spain for winning it. Congratulations to them. They did it with class. They did it with joy. And they did it with hard-nosed defense, man. They were just a smothering blanket. Yeah. And, you know, I do believe this is it for Messi, right? The next World Cup, he will be 43 years of age.
Yeah, we saw how Ronaldo looked at 41.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Mbappe's going to be ripe old age of 31.
Wow.
And, you know, Messi does.
That shot of him at the end with the camera.
Yeah, I know. Crying. Messi does leave this game on this stage in better shape when he found it. He is a magician, a true great. That unbelievably in this World Cup tournament, the all-time goals scored record changed hands twice, from closer to him and then from him to Mbappe, who braced in the third place game to pass Messi for the golden boot and for the all-time mark. And the only question is when Mbappe's done, will he double Messi up? That's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.